This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida are no more. After the partial collapse June 24th that killed dozens with hundreds still missing, the precarious building was hampering efforts to workers. It came down Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, and workers have resumed their efforts. A broad array of businesses and public agencies were hit Friday by the latest ransomware attack on all continents. Those hit were financial services, travel and leisure, and the public sector, though few large companies. A $70 million demand was posted on a blog typically used by the Revel cybercrime gang working on Russian soil. Singers Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton got married on Saturday. The ceremony took place at Shelton's Oklahoma ranch, where sources said he built a chapel in the backyard with the intention of marrying Stefani there. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
How many hot dogs could you eat in 10 minutes? Well, we have a new world record. Jeremy Scott reports.
For the 14th time, defending champion Joey Jaws Chestnut took home the men's crown in Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
With 76, Nathan's hot dog.
Downing 76 dogs and buns in 10 minutes, one more than his record-setting feat last year. On the women's side, Michelle Lasko took the women's title, downing nearly 31 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Reigning women's champion and record holder Miki Sudo skipped this year because she's expecting a baby in a few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
More National Guard troops are being sent to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Arkansas became the latest state to send its National Guard troops to the border last week, looking to boost the available manpower to deal with the migrant crisis. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says the response to the crisis should be a partnership between the states and federal government, but tells CNN that the states have had to step up under the current border policies.
When multiple states send additional resources down to support Texas and Arizona along the border, we hope that that has a beneficial impact. It ought to be coordinated with the federal government, and if that's not happening, then that's a shame, but we're going to try to do our part because what's happening right now is disaster. It's a human tragedy, what we're seeing. With the change in policy coming out of the Biden administration.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Taliban's takeover through northern Afghanistan has gained further momentum with the capture of several districts from fleeing Afghan forces, 300 of whom who fled across the border to Tajikistan Saturday evening. The Taliban now controls roughly a third of all 421 districts in Afghanistan. Google has removed 9 Android apps from the Play Store, including one with millions of users, after they were discovered to be stealing users' Facebook login credentials. Discovered July 1st by malware analyst at Dr. Web, the apps described as stealer Trojans. The apps include Pip Photo with up to 5 million installs. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? Especially when we have congresswomen and congressmen out there, dispelling some false narrative that is not, for the good of the American people. It's to its destruction. It really is. I mean, Cori Bush, for example, she's a U.S. representative. American politician, registered nurse, a pastor, activist. Of course, everybody's an activist now. And serves as the U.S. representative for Missouri's 1st Congressional District. This is what she said. This is what she tweeted out. She said, when they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this. The freedom they're referring to is for white people. This land is stolen land and black people still aren't free. I want to bring Phil Hotzenpiller on. Phil, she makes this statement and she's as guilty as the blacks during the time of the Emancipation Proclamation. I mean, the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, made that announcement loud and clear once and for all. And what? It took 2.5 years to finally get down to Texas. And this gives birth, all these decades later to Juneteenth that they finally got the memo. But Cori Bush, somehow, she still hasn't gotten the memo. And she's supposedly an educated woman. You know, what kind of history of American history did she get and not realize that even President Lincoln was assassinated to free blacks? 600,000 citizens thought that blacks would be free in the Civil War. But no, this narrative that they want to continue, and I say they, Cori Bush and her ilk, want to continue to put out there is that, this was only to serve white people, and there was no consideration whatsoever. Let's forget what our Constitution and Declaration of Independence stated, that all men are created equal, that they have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's a God-given right, not anything that the government would provide right. But no, let's ignore that. And here we are. We thought 2.5 years to get to Texas for the people to hear the Emancipation Proclamation, and Cori Bush here many decades beyond that, over 100 years later, still hasn't got the memo.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is prolonged adolescence is a difficult thing to live with.
Exactly.
You know, when you're 13, you're supposed to be doing the fun things and not. But when you're thinking like a 13-year-old and you're now an adult and you're in a position of authority and power, you really should grow up. And I think that's the challenge here is that we've got this prolonged adolescence and entitlement mentality that somehow thinks everybody's done me wrong. Mm-hmm. And if my relative was done wrong, then I was done wrong. And the challenge of that is that she is really in the minority, meaning that viewpoint on life and what's really fair and what's happening in America and what is and what isn't racist. My question is, if this is stolen land, then are you entitled to any of it?
Exactly. Right.
You know, she wants to say that the whites aren't entitled to it, but then if we're not, then why would you be? Because you certainly are party to that as well, in the development in your part, whatever part your relatives played in this, of the stolen land from the Indians. Mm-hmm. It's the crazy thinking that's going on today. Fortunately, we'll hopefully look back on history and say, wow, we had back-to-back stupid. We had stupid on COVID. We had stupid on this.
Yes.
And maybe we'll learn from this tragedy that's going on.
Well, this is the cycle of things that occurs. We always have the imitation preceded by the legitimate. And I believe the truth of the Constitution, the truth behind it, what our founding fathers' intent was, I mean, what they had to give up. I mean, I don't see Cori Bush resigning her very life, her treasury, her legacy for the sake of the Union, for the sake of a higher calling and a better dream, something as aspiration. I don't see her coming up with any kind of document that says, in order that we might rise to a perfect union. What is she saying to advance what our Declaration of Independence has laid out for us, which is what the 4th of July is all about, and what is she doing to honor and advance that? I mean, here it is. I mean, this is coming. You know, her statements are about as innocuous as these very wealthy athletes who spout off an opinion that is based solely on emotion and the the high surf of the day. It has really nothing to do that blesses and encourages people that help us achieve that more perfect union aspiration that our founding fathers laid out before us.
Well, I think the problem that they would come up with is that there is no perfect union. There never has been. It's been unfair from day one. And I don't have a better idea. I just know how to criticize.
Right.
And the easiest thing to do is to be critical of something versus suggest how you even make it better.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it's let's wipe it all out. Everything is bad. All our history's bad. All our leadership's bad. Our flag's bad. Everything is bad. Well, you know what? I think you're bad. How about that for some information?
Right.
You know, it's kind of like Macy Gray said we needed a new flag. Hey, she needs a new wig. I mean, let's just look at it how and call it what it is.
Mm.
Bad is bad, and if it's not working, fix it. Go get
exactly.
a new wig, Macy.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what happens when people who hold to this narrative is that it ends up fighting itself out. I mean, they rope-a-dope themselves, really, Phil. You know that? Because they get arm-weary. They say the same old thing. They're caught in a rut. They really, as Jordan Peterson, again, I just use his brilliant observation of this, is that they get so fixated they render themselves stupid. And here's somebody who obviously has some intelligence, and she's wasting it away. She's burning up gray matter over this and not even thinking about, why is she a representative? I mean, she has risen to this level. I mean, look at, there were, in the start of our history, there were many blacks that would have, you know, never thought it would ever be possible that they could be a congresswoman or a congressman representing their, that would never happen. And here we are today. We have more mixed marriages. We have people of color, you know, represented in our government today. Well, I'll tell you, yes, I agree. You know, this side of Jesus, nothing's going to be perfect. Until the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, hey, we got to deal with our own humanity. But in the midst of it, can we not just have a standard that just says, hey, look, can we still look for the better good and that which is going to enlarge and encourage as opposed to bring somebody down and destroy?
Well, you just have one problem there. You're thinking logically. Why would
I'm
you
sorry.
Do that, Bill?
I don't know.
That doesn't happen today. It's illogic is what's working right now.
It is upside down. There's no doubt about it. And no surprise, because we were told that we would live in those days when good would be called evil, evil called good. And as you wrote about, you know, lawlessness, and of course we see the videos of this weekend in Chicago, lawlessness is running rampant. And gosh, for the sake of the people there that are having to live with this, Phil, enough has to be enough sooner than later. He's the president and founder of American Faith, Phil Hotzenpiller. He continues with us after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
God bless the USA.
that has been going on for decades, and Lee Greenwood continues to bless us. You know, Phil, I was watching again. Remember he did that special version with, the various military, people that sang with him, and they had compiled this special version of, of the song that is just so special. And, for people that thought maybe 4th of July was losing its oomph, as far as I could see here in Florida, you wouldn't know any better. I mean, I attended an event last night, and there were people of all colors, shades, and what have you that were there standing for the anthem, cheering on the fireworks. And it really invigorated me and blessed me to see that, America still is standing strong, and it can take a licking, because the thing that we have on our side that all these theorists do not have is that we have empirical evidence. We have the truth. The truth that our founding fathers shared with us, George Washington, even to his credit and his honesty, said, look, but for the hand of divine providence, this great American experiment would never have happened.
Oh, no doubt. In fact, I want to echo the same thing here in California. And we're not Florida, obviously. We're California.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like America 1950. I mean, kids were running around. There was probably 4,000 or 5,000 people at this event. I've never seen anything like it. It was thick mm-hmm. as you could get. We got there at 5 o'clock, and the show started at 9. Mm-hmm. So you know what was going on. There was
yeah.
music, dancing. I mean, people
right.
were having fun. They were waving flags. It looked like red, white, and blue everywhere. So if there was any hint that any of this this mindset existed, it didn't exist in that community, I can tell you right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is what I'm hearing reported across the country. And that's like anything, Phil, is that when you try to take away something that is good and right and appropriate away from people, they hold on to it all the more. That's why I think that what's happening and, some of these moves by progressives, that they're going to rue the day. They're already starting to rue the day because look at these recent Supreme Court decisions to support our First Amendment right, to support free and fair and honest elections. I mean, these are all indications that not all is to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, you're exactly right. And, I think the thing that concerns me is not what the politicians do. I mean, nobody respects them anyway. They've got mm-hmm. they get approval rating of like 11.
Yes.
And so it's not like they're out there. You're like, oh, you're a congressman. You know, the only reason you buddy up to a congressman is because you think they can help you somewhere or because you're trying to overcompensate for failure when you're a junior high school student.
Right.
The thing that concerns me really is the church.
Yes.
And and I don't know if I can throw this out there, but, Andy Stanley from North Point Church in Georgia came out and he made this statement. And it's out in the public. It's not like I made it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the title of it is Andy Stanley, quote unquote, is embarrassed as a Christian by churches that sparred with government over COVID lockdowns. And he basically goes through this whole tirade of, if you stayed open, shame on you. You shouldn't have been in a spitting match with the government. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. There's two issues here that you're forgetting. Mm-hmm. Number one is we don't yield to Caesar as mm-hmm. Christians. And as Americans, we honor the First Amendment. So basically what he does, he throws both those things out and points the finger at the church. Second one, if I can hit this one too.
Yeah, please.
Ed Steitzer, he's a teaching pastor at Moody. He heads up the Billy Graham Chair of Evangelism at Wheaton, and he rips off, illegally takes a photo that belonged to Sean Foyt, mm-hmm. publishes it in an article, and he asks the question, patriotism in the church, is it too much to ask churches to be careful? The question seems pretty innocuous, but when you read the article, he basically is condemning what Sean is doing with Let Us Worship. And then Sean reposts that on his Instagram account. And here's what he says. Funny how At Church Lead, which is Ed Steitzer, illegally used this picture to bash patriotic Christians without knowing, number one, 7,000 believers were worshiping in the middle of the Portland riots. That's where this picture was taking place. It wasn't like this was a church gathering.
This was people out there ministering in the middle of a riot while Ed Steitzer sat at home, you know, pontificating about what was really important and how the church should act. And then the second thing is the guy holding the American flag is a police officer. And I don't know about you, but I'm kind of tired of woke Christians. I'm kind of tired of the stand that Moody Bible pastor, Wheaton College professor takes. And in the middle of this, it's convinced me more and more there are two churches in America. There's the believing church, the conforming church. The conforming church bows to Caesar. And I'm seeing it more and more. And I don't know about you, but I'm just kind of fed up with it.
Well, I'm glad you're calling him out, Phil, because this is a big disappointment. And to me, again, a lost opportunity for these churches when the people needed leadership. I mean, go back to the origins of this country. Who led the way to this great American dream? I mean, what inspired our founding fathers? It was the church. It was God himself that, gave them the inspiration to stand up against the number one fighting military in the world at the time. And you got a bunch of farmers that barely could figure out what end of the rake to hold on to or the pitchfork. Phil, you got to be kidding me. I mean, the odds were against these American patriots. And it's only by the hand of God that we're here talking about America. And yes, there are things that maybe we don't quite understand, you know, certainly that we grieve over the way the Indians and the Trail of Tears and all this and slavery. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that we didn't just leave it there. We've been doing something about it. And in trying to reconcile it in the midst of all these years, whether it's reservations that the Indians are on and how they've been supported and, you know, and that sort of thing. And you might say, well, Bill, that wasn't enough. You know, well, what is enough all these years later? Help me. Get me to that point that you can, that everybody can feel good about this and say, all right, because let me tell you, there are a lot of Indian reservations. John Stossel reported on this years ago, and it was the story of two reservations. I don't know if you remember seeing this or not, but there was one reservation, Phil, did not want any government money. They were offered billions of dollars, and they said, nope, we'll do this ourselves. If you go to that reservation, it looks like Irvine, California. Planned community, high ownership, low unemployment. They're doing well, surviving without government aid. Now, the other reservation you go to accepted the billions of dollars in government aid. You have alcoholism, high unemployment, low ownership. You think you walked into, you know, Watts, you know, in the lowest days of Watts where, you know, it was just an absolute, you know, it was disgusting to see what happened, what humanity had lowered itself to. And the only difference between these two reservations is one accepted government help and the other did not.
Yeah. You know what? There's a great statement. It's the mystery of the ages. It's the greatest fact ever known. And it goes like this. There ain't no free lunch. And if you get a free lunch, then you're going to want a free lunch tomorrow. And you're never going to learn how to put a sandwich together. Yeah. And I think that is a principle that's operating here. Give me something for nothing. Yeah. By the way, just I know we don't have time to dig deep in this, but right now Newsweek just had an article about how Christian groups are vying for the opportunity to create a curriculum to counter nationalism in America because they come to realize that Christians are actually nationalists. They believe in their nation. Mm. And so I'm going to be writing an article. We'll publish it probably in a few days in AmericanFaith.com on that very subject of the biblical position on nations. And I think you'll find it interesting, Bill.
Yeah, and we got to pray for the believing church. Thank you, Phil.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax.
Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida are no more. After the partial collapse June 24th that killed dozens with hundreds still missing, the precarious building was hampering efforts to workers. It came down Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, and workers have resumed their efforts. A broad array of businesses and public agencies were hit Friday by the latest ransomware attack on all continents. Those hit were financial services, travel and leisure, and the public sector, though few large companies. A $70 million demand was posted on a blog typically used by the Revel cybercrime gang working on Russian soil. Singers Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton got married on Saturday. The ceremony took place at Shelton's Oklahoma ranch, where sources said he built a chapel in the backyard with the intention of marrying Stefani there. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Independence Day, just around the corner, right? It marks the kickoff to the grilling season, and what better way to celebrate than by hosting a backyard barbecue, huh? Can you think of anything better? The sizzle and smell of beef cooking on the grill is a central component to the backyard barbecue, as one of the signature scents of summer, I would say. Grilling up delicious burgers and steaks is the perfect way to celebrate being together with families and friends, again, after being apart for so long. As we head into this holiday weekend, 7-time winner of the People's Choice Award at the New York City Wine and Food Festival's Burger Bash celebrity chef Josh Capen is with us to share some crowd-pleasing recipes and all the tips you need for a weekend of grilling. His recipes include mouth-watering caramelized onion bacon burgers that are out of this world, chili rub skirt, take steak tacos, and he'll also share simple grilling tips that every home chef should follow. Hey, Chef, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, everybody. I got to tell you, Bill, everything you just said, especially getting together for this July 4th weekend around the barbecue, celebrating life and celebrating beef and celebrating each other, was music to my ears.
Yeah, it's a special holiday for all the good reason. You know, the red, white, and blue, and that wonderful, you know, the wonderful idea of this great American experiment, and what a way to celebrate it and to bring the family and friends together right around the grill, right?
Yeah, listen, we're on radio right now, but I'm actually getting a little emotional as you say all that. It's been a long time for everybody, and it's nice to be getting back to some kind of normal.
Yeah, and I will say this. This is, you know, something that I share, Josh, between you and me, and you mentioned it in terms of being such a patriotic day. One of the things I recommend, and we used to do this before, and then I heard that, you know, the former Fox star, Krautheimer, would have people that came over, they would, you know, read the Constitution. And they would just read segments around, you know, and share it with everybody. And it kind of really sealed the deal and remind everybody what July 4th is really all about. I thought it was a cool idea.
I think that's a really cool idea. I've never heard anybody do that, but I think I might start doing that myself.
I share that with you so that you would. We need to, you know, continue to, you know, pay that forward. And it's awesome, especially in a time when I think that there's some other alternative ideas flying around. But, boy, I'll tell you, there's nothing greater than this great American idea. And, you know, and the proof, as they say, just like in cooking, it is in the eating. And we know what we've been enjoying in this country with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hey, speaking of which, to that end, when it comes to grilling, let's talk about your favorite grilling recipes, okay?
Okay, so I know we're on radio, and I've been told I have a face for radio, but I am staring at a couple of my 7-time award-winning burgers with a caramelized onion and bacon jam, melted American cheese, shaved pickles and secret sauce on a toasted brioche bun that will actually light up your barbecue all weekend long, as well as some chili rub skirt steak tacos with a charred jalapeno and red onion salsa, a slice of avocado, and some grated cotija cheese. You have both of these for your friends and family in your backyard this weekend, and you won't have to worry about seeing fireworks anywhere, because these will do the trick.
Exactly. The big challenge you'll have is getting them home, because they're coming back for seconds and thirds on you, Chef.
That is true.
Wow. Wow. I mean, just to hear it, you talk about radio and that, and we know it is the theater of the mind. That's what we love so much about radio, because it does capture the imagination. And just your description alone, fortunately, people can't see me, but my mouth is watering.
So I'm doing my job, baby.
You sure are. Hey, so let's talk about basic tips that home cooks should adhere to, Chef.
Basic tips. Most importantly, get your grill smoking hot. Before you use your grill, and I think there's no better way to cook beef than on the backyard barbecue. Great smoke, great flavor. Easy cleanup, of course. But get that grill smoking hot, then give it a good clean with your grill brush. You can take a rag with a little bit of oil and wipe down those grates, which will actually help, you know, prevent sticking and all that kind of stuff. And I would say really season your beef, not just with salt and pepper, kosher salt, black pepper, some herbs, some spices. But when you season your beef, it brings out the natural flavor in beef, but it also helps form a really nice crust on whatever steak you're cooking, whatever burger you're cooking, which adds flavor and texture as well. A really nice hot grill. You don't want things to sweat on the grill. They would taste like liver. You want a nice hot sear. You want that meat to caramelize beautifully. Don't cook with fire. If your ribeye steak starts flaming up too much or your burger has too much fat in it, just move to another part of the grill. We want to cook with heat, not with fire. We do want flame broiled, but we don't want burnt and charred.
Exactly.
And I think most importantly, whenever you're cooking your burger or your steak, whatever beef you're cooking to the desired temperature that you're looking for, when you don't play with it too much, right? Don't play with your meat in the backyard. You're going to get yourself into trouble, especially on the barbecue. All right? If I see you flip that burger 15 times, I'm going to smack you in the face with your spatula. Okay?
Exactly. Perfect.
Don't push out all those juices. Even if you like it well done, you can still have a well-done, juicy burger. Just don't keep pushing out those juices. And I think most importantly, whenever you're pulling it off the grill, you need to let the beef rest for just a couple of minutes. And what does that mean? When the steaks or the burgers come off the grill, they're all fired up, right? They're all fired up. You need to let them rest on the cutting board for just a couple minutes to let those natural juices evenly redistribute throughout the beef. So they're not on the cutting board. They're hopefully in your mouth or rolling down the side of your mouth as you're eating that mouth-watering, juicy burger.
Oh, wow. So good. Yeah, so you got that, guys? Okay, don't be a flipper in the backyard. We don't be go flipping your burgers, all right? Listen to what the chef's telling you, because this will give you the best tasting burgers of your life, and especially if you follow his recipe with the caramelized onions. Oh, my goodness, that's out of this world. Okay, so you already touched on, you know, one of the grilling mistakes. What are the grilling mistakes that people make besides, you know, not firing up the grill and flipping their meat, playing with their meat too much? What else?
I think I think other than that, just having some fun with it, keeping an eye on it. You know, you should never also cook an ice-cold steak or an ice-cold burger out of the refrigerator. Let the beef temper on the kitchen counter for just about 10 minutes. Let it come to room temperature. Now, I'm not talking about baking outside in the sun, but just let it temper for just a few minutes. And again, really, I think the most important thing is to let it rest. I see that often, too. When I see people cut steaks and the juice is all over the cutting board, it's a shame because it really should be in the steak.
Yeah,
and in your belly.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that's telling you, if it's bleeding all over the plate like that, that you've abused your otherwise perfectly barbecued steak.
Exactly. Just needs to rest. Just needs to rest just a few minutes, and you'll see a beautiful, even temperature, which is also really nice when you're cutting into that steak. And you know what else? When you have all your friends and family in the backyard, and they're watching you grill these beautiful burgers and these beautiful steaks, and they're all excited, you know, when you pull them off, create a little anticipation, right? Anticipation, right? Mm-hmm. Let everybody appreciate what you just did, and then just whack everything up on the cutting board and let them go, but wow.
Wow, exactly. Hey, we're talking with celebrity chef Josh Cape, and we want to make sure that, you know, with 4th of July around the corner and we're kicking off the grilling season, that you do it in a great way and that you really demonstrate a higher IQ and acumen when it comes to the backyard. It's not just, you know, having a flipper that you can flip a burger with, or you've got, the perfect, headrest or anything like that. I mean, hey, look, we're serious about grilling here, and the chef has given us some great pointers. So that you can be the envy of the block, because everybody's going to be coming to your house because you know what you're doing, right?
100%. Obviously, for these recipes and hundreds more beef recipes and grilling tips, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com and just have fun. Enjoy your food. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your company, because that's what July 4th is all about.
Well, Josh Capen, the celebrity chef, has been with us. Josh, awesome tips. Thank you so much. Again, as we say goodbye, remind everybody of that important website for all these great recipes.
Thank you, Bill. Beef, it's whatsfordinner.com, everybody. Check it out and have a fabulous July 4th weekend.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. Today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Trust you had a great 4th of July weekend. Hey, look, at if you, for whatever reason, didn't get around to reading the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution with your friends and neighbors, look, at today's a new day. I mean, you can do it today. It doesn't have to be on July the 4th. That's just one of those things we were sharing with everybody, that this should be part of our tradition, that you know, every time that we celebrate something where we bring out the flags in a dramatic way, like the 4th of July, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, this is a good time to reconnect with our U.S. Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. As John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute was saying, that there are attorneys that do not even study. They don't even study as part of their curriculum the Bill of Rights. Can you imagine that? I mean, how can you be an attorney? I mean, it's even been said anecdotally that we have elected officials in our government that haven't read the Constitution. I mean, that's like being a pastor of a church and not reading the Bible. I don't know how that happens. I'm going to bring Adam Holtz on because he is the voice of reason. And we love Mondays because he can bring some reason to this dysfunctionality that has been waning and waxing throughout the woof and wharf of our country's culture these years. And Adam, we need a serious, wash and spin and rewash and respin cycle, you know, for this country to get out of this this morass that we're in.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, Bill, because I think it boils down to a question of authority. And here's what I mean by that. With Scripture, obviously, you read Scripture with a desire to understand what the original author was trying to convey, and also understanding what the Holy Spirit was accomplishing through that, right? There is a right way.
Hey, Adam. Scripture. Adam, yeah. we've got the phone connection is kind of bobbling here a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know if we need to get your big toe out the window or something or whatever. Anyway, we're going to reconnect with you right now, so that way we don't drive everybody nuts. The studio will do that, and then we'll pick up our conversation with Adam and let him finish his thought on this, because this is so important, and I always appreciate his perspective when he's on the air with us. Of course, Adam is the director of PluggedIn.com, and we talk about cultural issues. We talk about, you know, movie reviews and, you know, latest streaming, you know, addictions that are coming down the line. And he and the team, you know, forewarn us on you know what is happening, what we can what we can deal with here. So hopefully we'll get connected with him any second now. And Adam, of course, is based in Colorado, out of Colorado Springs. He's with Focus on the Family, and so we have him and usually a featured guest on Fridays as part of our relationship with Focus. And, you know, we cherish this relationship and this opportunity. So we'll hang loose for Adam. You know, once again, as I do we have him now?
Yeah.
Okay, Adam, are you there? Okay, good. All right, go ahead and finish your thought here. It was kind of bobbling there, and I didn't want our audience to be too greatly annoyed. Go ahead.
Well, I think we have to talk about authority, and we read Scripture with an understanding that there is a communicated intent, and I think the same thing is true with the Constitution, you know, that the founders were not creating some willy-nilly postmodern document that you can do whatever you feel like with it. And I think we have the same issue with Scripture, or the same issue with the Constitution that we have had with Scripture. Like over the 20th century, you know, there was a lot of deconstruction. And deconstruction often is just a fancy word for, I'm going to do whatever I want with this document because that's what I feel like doing and I don't respect its authority. And so now
because if you can, you're exactly right. If we can question anything, I mean, because let's go back to the garden. You know, the original sin. It all started with, did God really say? You put into question God's authority. And so, same thing with our Constitution. It was never expected to be a perfect document. God, on the other hand, different story. But certainly when we come to things that that come from man, we know we are fallen. We're not perfect. But yet, even in spite of that, I mean, some might say, well, the founding fathers arrogantly stated in the Declaration of Independence in order to arrive at this more perfect union, right?
Right.
And that was an aspirational goal. That is something that you shoot for. You don't sit there and say, oh, well, I'm going to try out for the Olympics and I'll be happy to come in 10th place. No,
right.
You try out for the Olympics because you want to win. You want the gold, right?
Well, and you also have the founding fathers who understood that changes would happen over time. So there was a mechanism in place to create amendments, so that we could, together we agree upon the changes or, additions that we're going to be making to this document. And so, I think that what we're seeing, Bill, is we're living in a world, and you and I have talked about this before, where, like the judges, everyone does what's right in their own eyes. And there is, I think, a contempt for the idea that some document, be it, the Bible or the Constitution, actually could have some kind of authority over us. And I'm not trying to equate the Bible and the Constitution. Let me be really clear here. The Constitution is not Holy Scripture. But it's a document that we revere and that we ascribe a certain amount of authority and weightiness to. And I think we're living in a time where, as you mentioned, people don't know what it is. They haven't studied it. They don't know how it works. And so, we see that it's authority crumbling. And that's why these kinds of conversations are important and these holidays are important, because they remind us, actually, there's something really at stake here, and we've got to pay attention to that together.
Yeah, because without the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, we fall into lawlessness, which we see after every weekend, whether it's Chicago or, New York, what's going on. Lawlessness is reigning. No surprise here, because God even told us this was going to happen. So it's the result of moving away from God. You've got progressives that have a better God to serve. That's really the big exchange that's taking place. And I'm increasingly optimistic as I see people having gone through the process and realizing that the law of gravity still exists. They've challenged it, and they go, "Oh yeah, wow! You defy God when it hit the ground. It hurts."
And you get an oligarchy where those who are creating these laws actually aren't subject to them. You can go back to Obamacare. It's like, same thing for everybody, except the Congress. Yeah. You get a special version. And,
we'll carve out. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take your guns away. We're going to have all these laws. We don't want police. Except, they have a security service. They have people around them carrying guns. You know, it's like, you know, there's just this exceptionalism for the ruling class. And
exactly.
And in their arrogance, they don't even understand it. They don't see it. And, yeah. And people detest that. That's the stuff revolutions are made of.
Exactly. And to add to the arrogance, they make us pay for their cards.
Oh, right. No,
you know,
that
and their
right.
guns. Yeah, it's just so absurd. And, of course, you know, we're still seeing all this, you know, the thing that's so tragic to me is we have American citizens being held in political prisons today because of January the 6th. And I got to tell you, I am calling out President Trump. President Trump, these are your people. These are people who, you know, American patriots who came to say, look, there's something wrong about January 6th. So Nancy Pelosi's solution to this is, oh, we're going to have a commission, not on the election. We're having a commission on why people responded to the breakdown in the election process. And the result did not make sense. And so you had over a million people descend on D.C. They go to the Capitol. They're invited in by the Capitol Police. And now the FBI and NSA is scouting them down, and if they were anywhere near, they're subject to all kinds of, you know, legal proceedings and everything that is going to be very costly for these people, and I don't know how they're going to be able to afford it. I mean, lives are going to be ruined. Why? Because they would dare do what their Constitution allowed them to do.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Bill, and the whole thing, it's just a mess from top to bottom, and, mm-hmm. you know, as you were saying, talking about your optimism that people are beginning to realize some of the cost of who we've given power to.
Exactly.
And it's not just, oh, get the bad man with orange hair out of office. It's, oh, wow, these people have ideas that some of them are not very good.
Right. And they, you know, and they tested, and they, yeah, exactly. And the thing is, they tested them during, with their own party during the primaries, and only 30% of their own party said, I could kind of live with it. Okay, 70% rejected it, and so now, you know, they get elected in the general, and now here they are wrapping out everything that they said they were going to do, you know, including open borders, including, you know, canceling the XL pipeline, and the consequences that we would be paying more for fuel. I mean, this 4th of July versus last 4th of July, at least $1 a gallon difference because of one thing.
Yeah.
A different president.
Well, and it wasn't like this wasn't communicated. I'm like, did you really think they weren't going to do this?
Exactly.
And do you really not understand how capitalism works? And capitalism is when you reduce the supply, the cost goes up. It's really simple.
Right. And then when you, you know, you manufacture all this paper money and all this digital currency, welcome to the world of inflation that the Biden administration wants to absolutely deny, as much as they want to deny that paying people to stay home was antithetical and having an impact on the labor force in the United States. It is yeah. amazing how upside down this is. Check out PluggedIn.com. Adam and company have reviewed The Boss Baby, Family Business, The Forever Purge, Fast Saga, Werewolves Within. It's all right there, along with TV, music, games, books, YouTube channels. Boy, I don't know what else you've left us up to our own devices here. Adam, you got us all covered. Thank you for the support. Appreciate it.
You bet, Bill. Thank you.
There he is, Adam Holtz from Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
the letters.